Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. I've actually got a co-host with me today. Please welcome Chris Fuller. Hi, Chris.
How are you today? Thanks for having me, Elizabeth. I'm good. It's always a pleasure to join you. I'm here chiming in from BC, Canada, and I'm really excited to be on the show with you today.
Awesome. And with us, we have Robert Brace. Robert Brace, you can follow along if you want to look at his website. I always direct people right off the bat to the website. His website is bracelifestudios.com because people fiddle around as they're listening. And so, Robert, welcome to the Best Ever You Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Excited to be here with you guys today.
For everybody tuning in, this is going to be a treat. Robert is just super well-known in the fitness community. He's known as the mind-body-soul connector, and he was selected by VeryWell.com as one of the top 100 voices in wellness for 2020. Robert, for 2021, we're just going to go ahead on the Best Ever You Network and name you like one. So stick with us because we love you.
Okay.
We're going to not top 100. We're just going to put you right up there at number one. We love your website.
Thank you.
We love all that you're doing. And you're a celebrity wellness expert, motivational speaker. I love this. Everything ballet. We're going to learn all about that. We're so grateful that you're here. Before we begin, I do need to take a moment and thank our sponsor. We are sponsored by Skin to Skin Care, Healthy Skin Through Nature and Science. Skin to Skin Healthy Skin has received the Best Ever You Award for being the best total skin care line for all their products and over 40 other awards as the best effective anti-aging skincare in the market. I can tell you at 51 years old, I've been using their skincare line now for a very long time, and I just love them. And I know, Chris, you do too.
It's beautiful stuff. It's beautiful stuff. Yeah. So we're grateful to have them as a sponsor, and we're always proud to have a sponsor that's like eco-friendly, helpful, and beautiful all wrapped into one.
Yeah. So you can go to skin2skincare.com. Their healthy skin products are affected by using the highest concentration of the most powerful peptides, stem cell bioactive natural ingredients, including multiple extracts, antioxidants. Here we go. We're going to test my reading skills. Moisturizers and hydrators with 200 plus essential skin nutrients without filters or any forbidden ingredients. That's beautiful. It's as pure as it gets. And we really thank Kenneth Simpson for helping us with Best Ever You. He signed on for all of 2021. You can go to our giveaways.
Amazing.
And enter. And he is giving away, it's like a couple hundred dollars worth of product every month.
It's a massive just to our package. Community. Yeah, I know. Every month it's an amazing gift. So we are blown away by their love and support.
Yeah. All right. Robert, let's keep going. Thank you for playing in our sponsor games today because we're really proud to have him as a sponsor this year.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin with you. I kind of want to begin with this new cool app you have. Can we go there?
Yes, thank you so much. We can go there most certainly. we've built this new app called The Brace Life, and just so you know, it's free until the end of January for 30 days, and you get it by going to thebracelife.com. And our main focus, as you'll find out as we talk, is really connecting the dots between the mind, the body, and the soul. And so a lot of people talk about that, but what we've tried to do is clearly define it for people, because we know that especially with the craziness of last year, with what's going on with COVID, people are really looking for a solution, not just to lose weight, but to be at peace in their heart and have some peace and calm in their mind. And so we created this app, which gives you data in terms of your engagement with your mind, your body, and soul, and helps you live a daily lifestyle without becoming overwhelmed. And so when we talk about the mind, we're talking about the intelligent, creative, problem-solving part of you, a part of you that gets stuff done. And so that needs to be stimulated, especially in the first 20 minutes of your day, when your brain waves are in alpha phase and when you can take on the most positive information. And then your body, which is the physical house that we live in, and your soul. Your soul is a place that feels joy, love, peace, compassion, empathy, and connection. And so we help you connect with that through meditation and breathing exercises and groups that we have. But it's just our way of pulling together the whole mind, body, and soul experience in one place, and in a way that you can live it every day without being overwhelmed.
I love it.
I love that. I think it's beautiful. What I find so many times, Robert, is that you'll see stuff that's mind, body, mind, body. I love your addition of the soul and how you described it there with your inner peace, balance. I think that is a crucial piece that maybe sometimes gets overlooked. So I love that you have the triple there. That excites me.
I do
great.
Too.
Yeah, that's our particular focus.
Yeah, and why is that? What, tell me what, go back a little bit and explain how that all came about to this point. Bring us to this point of how you arrived at doing this. I'd love to hear the backstory.
Okay. Well, the backstory is, you know, like many people, I've tried a lot of different things in my life. I came to New York as a professional model and ballet dancer. And so I had a career just expressing the physical, expressing myself physically. And then during that time, I got involved when I first came to New York with a performing arts ministry. And I had never in my life thought that I would leave my dance career. But the more that I got involved in this performing arts ministry and seeing how people's lives were changing, their spirits were being lifted, and you know, people had some really serious issues that we were able to help. I ended up leaving my ballet career and going into the full-time ministry. And I met my wife there, and we led a church in Harlem for 6 years and built that. And so I've gone from just the pure physical expression of spirituality. And what I didn't realize at the time when I was dancing is, you know, dancers and people in general, we have a lot of stuff going on in our lives. And when I was dancing, I would feel like, wow, I'm able to forget that stress. I'm able to leave that behind. And I simply thought it was because I was doing what I loved. And then when I started going into the ministry, that was also very stressful. But it was just the mental application of spirituality. And I missed what I got from the physicality of connecting my spirit to the way I was moving. And so for me, when I came into training, I brought all of that with me. People loved the ballet background. They loved the lengthening, but they also loved this more empathetic approach to their training that really was designed not only to change their bodies, because look, we have programs where we change people's bodies in 28 days, but also to connect their body to what's going on with them on a mental and a spiritual level. And so it's really my journey has brought me to this place, and that's all expressed through what we have in the app.
Beautiful. You're a little...
So you just mentioned...
Yeah, there you go, Chris.
Oh, go ahead, Elizabeth.
No, you go. No, go ahead. I was pausing so you could talk.
Sure. I was just noticing you said, like, I loved your explanation there, and you did mention your 28 challenge day program. And so, of course, I have to ask you, Robert, are the amazing results that we see, are they real? Like, 28 days doesn't feel like that can be enough to have an impact. So speak to me about that, those 28 days, and, like, how is that sparkly and different and making a real impact?
Right. That's a good question. And everybody does ask, are they real? And yes, those transformations are real. And to be clear, we have two ways of doing the 28-day challenge. You can do it in 28 actual calendar days, right? So So that's within a 28-day period. Or if you need a little longer, you can do it over 28 actual workouts, right? And that usually amounts to like 7 to 8 weeks, depending on which program you choose. But yes, it's real. And you know, there's a few couple of things about that. One, oftentimes I talk about mind, body, spirit, and some people are into it and some people are like, look, I just want to have great abs and a great body, right? So what we decided was let's give people what they want, which is a 28-day, and at the same time, we'll teach them what they need, which is the mind, body, soul. And so hopefully by the 28 days, they're in a place where they're, you know, they're more encouraged to also go on that journey. But the way that it actually started, there were two ways. One, there's a comedian, Mark Markov, and he does all of these crazy like media stunts. Like he went to every Starbucks on Manhattan Island in one day. And so he came to me and he said, look, for my next little stunt, I want to see if I can get 6-pack abs in 30 days, like they say in the magazines. Is it really possible? And this was at the beginning of my personal training career. And so I said, yeah, sure. I've never done it before. But and so we went on that project. And instead of getting it in 30 days, he got it in 28. And people started looking for the program. Reason I had some confidence in it is that when I was dancing, going back to my dancing days, I was on a scholarship at one of the best schools in London. And I got a crippling back injury. And they said, look, if you don't heal over the summer, we're going to take away your scholarship. And it was the only thing I wanted to do. So I did nothing that summer but go into the body conditioning studio, work for 8 hours a day on my body, deconstructing it, figuring out what was weak and how to change it into something that could perform as a dancer. And at the end of that summer, you know, I got my scholarship back, went on to do other things in dance. But what I learned during that time are the principles that I put into the 28-day challenge for that rapid transformation. So, yes, it's a rapid transformation, but it's also about healing your body, bringing you more into alignment, and starting to make that mind and body connection. So that's a 28-day challenge in a nutshell. But and that's why those results were able to produce consistently.
Beautiful. Can you give us some advice on the athletes out there right now who this? I'm going to ask a question on behalf of college athletes and everybody whose lives are disrupted right now, and just sort of parallel that to having a back injury for me, if you can. I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's kind of the same thing. When you face that loss of something that you just absolutely love to do, how do you have any strategies for mentally overcoming that, or I don't know if you can, or coping? Because, for example, just personally, even we have a college baseball player. And it is tough thinking about another season being all disrupted.
Yeah. I understand that from my own experience, but also my daughter, she plays competitive volleyball. And, you know, her whole season's been disrupted, and we've had lots of conversations about that. I think on a couple of levels, it's really understanding, especially for athletes, that, yes, it's the competition, but they are used to this physical input that we talk about. When you move, your body produces more serotonin, so it increases your joy, more endorphins, which take the edge of your stress, off your stress. And so it's important to know that when that's taken away and the anticipation of competition and playing or performing, it really can lead to a mini depression, or in some people more than a mini depression. And so I think it's important, first of all, to recognize that and be patient with yourself and give yourself grace during that period. But also it's super important to fix another physical goal. And so what I mean by that is, if you're off season and you know that, you know, one of the things that when I was playing, this area of my play was weak, this area of my physicality was weak, work on those areas and use that to really channel to make yourself better. Maybe it's in the gym, maybe it's cross-training with other athletes, but finding another outlet that keeps you on track, because it will come back, but keeps you on track and keeps your mind and your body engaged.
Great advice. Chris, do you want to ask a question? Chime in there with the volleyball.
Yes, I miss my volleyball too, although I'm probably not the same level as your daughter. I think I'm in Division 15, so still good ball, but not world class like her. But in any event, I miss it, and I miss my team and the camaraderie and everything about it. But I was going to ask you, so on your app, Robert, you know, you've got Mind, Body, Soul, and you had talked just briefly about the intelligence first thing in the morning, 20 minutes and that. Is your app something that you would tune into like multiple times a day? Like for me, one of my hurdles is finding that constant motivation, and especially in today's climate, like not having my scheduled events and sort of having to navigate it all myself. It's funny. I'm going to say two things and then I'll throw the question back to you, but I've also started doing some dance in my living room, and it's been like salsa on YouTube, and I haven't been brave enough to try ballet. I think my cat would be too scared, but I looking at that motivation and that mind piece and maybe how your app works around that, because that's something that interests me. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, sure. One of the biggest parts, you're right, I did skip over that. The mind part is super important. And what we've done is there's different ways to look at your workouts and your mind, body, and soul connection. And so we have these vignettes that give you a different perspective on physicality, you know, how you look at things that up until now maybe you've taken for granted. And so it's a way to keep you inspired and encouraged. And we know that you want to get an encouraging message in the first 20 minutes of your day, right? So so in light of that, what we've done is we have concepts like weight release versus weight loss, right? How many of us have lost the same 5 pounds, 10 pounds over and over and over again, right? And so
I get carried in my handbag, Robert. I just put it on and off as it, you know.
Right.
Or lose five and gain 10. Lots of variation.
Right, exactly. And it's the
but
same.
But go back to you were saying weight loss. What did you say? Weight loss versus weight release. That's what you said.
Weight loss versus weight release, right? Because
please continue.
If we're losing the same 5 or 10 pounds, right? If you lose something, it's inherent that you can find it again. And when it comes to weight loss, we lose it, but we find it again because we're attached to the mechanism by which we gained it. For instance, we may stress eat, emotional eat. We may eat more unhealthy choices because we're rushing while we eat, or we're not taking time to prepare. And so you may lose the weight, but if you haven't lost the reason why you have an unhealthy interaction with food, chances are you'll find that weight again. And so what we talk about is weight release in terms, so identifying, and there are different categories that people fall into, but identifying which category you're in. And then once you've identified it, figuring out the underlying reason why you're prone to eat more unhealthy choices, right? And so once you figure that out and find a healthy way to meet that need, which typically is a spiritual need, and what I mean by spiritual need, a need for peace, a need for joy, a peace for, need for connection, right? Once you meet that need, then you don't need food to help you meet that need. And so the weight you let go of is released forever. It doesn't come back. And so it's concepts like that, and the fact that, you know, people always say, especially beginning of the year, my body is my temple, and you think about something like that, and you think about how that really is about just the physicality. But when you think about a temple, the temple is beautiful on the outside, right? And the ancients would build their temples to be beautiful on the outside. But the power of the temple is about the spirit that's within the temple, the worship that goes on within the temple, and what that temple gives to so many other people. And in the same way, our body is a temple. It's beautiful on the outside. But what's more powerful and what's more beautiful is the spirit within. There's a spirit that each and every one of us has that gives so much to so many people, that has so much greatness within them and so much goodness within them. And if we start to move and take care of our physicality to express the greatness of the spirit within and make sure that we are giving our biggest contribution in life, then, yeah, your body will change. but it's going to be easy for you to start to live that daily lifestyle. And so we share concepts like that. And like you said, you check in at different times in the day. Absolutely. It's like if you have a 5 to 20 minute mind boost of positivity in the morning, you can choose to do any one of our workouts that go from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. And then in the evening for your soul, you know, a 5, 10, 20 minute meditation and breathing exercise to give you that peace and that calm. And so every single day, you're living a practical lifestyle of wellness. And we have fun streaks that help you stay accountable. You can do it with groups. And there's even data that tracks how engaged you are with each section, your mind, your body, and your soul, so you know when to add a little bit more soul today. I need a little bit more mind today. so we're trying to create a lifestyle that people can actually live.
That's awesome. I want to go – can we go back to you as a kid?
Sure.
I just want to go back to you as a kid for a little bit here, and just take us. I want to know who kindergarten Robert Brace is. I mean, were you born dancing? Were you born with six pack abs? I mean, I want to know like every. Who are you? I mean, I interviewed Mitch Gay. I interviewed Mitch Gaylord, Olympic gymnast Mitch Gaylord, once in the kindergarten. He told me he knew he wanted to fly in the air and do what he was doing. Were you like that?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. I was always dancing, and I did not know that you could make a career out of that. you know, my parents are from West Africa, so, you know, they were immigrants to England. And so the only thing you were going to become was a doctor, a lawyer, or an accountant. So those were the three options I had as a kid. And then you know, I just knew I needed to move physically. And to your story about the Olympian, I do remember we used to have these bunk beds, me and my brothers. And and this is going to age me. Oh, my gosh. But
don't worry about it. You're
good company. $6 million man. Do you remember the $6 million man, Steve Austin?
And
oh, my goodness. So we
even
used to
I
watch
do.
That.
Even I do. We're fine.
So I used to believe that if I trained hard enough, I could be Steve Austin, the $6 million man. And so, you know, I would have my brothers jumping off the bunk beds and trying to fly and all of that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I guess it was in me naturally. I was a shy kid, so I didn't really speak much. So the fact that I speak a lot now, I guess, was, you know, pent up, unused expression. But yeah, that's who I was as a kid. I just remember being confused a lot about, you know. So.
You know, I'm now crafting you a T-shirt that says Robert Brace, $6 million man, number two. Well, I'll send it to you, Robert.
Oh,
it'll be beautiful. It'll have a tattoo attached as well, so it'll pay homage. It'll pay homage. It'll pay homage to your ballet career. Yeah, it'll just be a crafting, delicious, fun thing.
That's perfect, Chris. I got another question for you. Okay, so we're gonna get all serious for a second. So we were laughing. Now we're gonna get really serious. Ready? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying. Can you talk to us about bullying?
Yeah, I mean, that's as funny as you are said. It's I experienced that as a, especially during secondary school in England, which is like middle school here. I was the shortest kid in my class, and you know, look, there's been a lot of progression since then, but in this particular school I went to, it was like there was a quota. There was only two black kids allowed in every, not allowed, but there was only two black kids in every year. And so being the smallest kid and being other as one of the only black kids, there was a lot of bullying that went on. And, you know, I think if I'm totally honest, because this question came out of left field, but if I'm totally honest, it really did have an impact on me in terms of wanting to achieve and wanting to overcome and wanting to prove myself, until I really started this spiritual practice where I got to a place for myself where I was like, why in the back of my head do I still have this kid in my mind who's not thinking, he's an adult now, not thinking about me? What am I trying to prove? And so I think for me, I had to go through my own journey, as I think many of us do. I just think that it's you know, as a father, it's important for me to not only protect my children from bullying, but also help them understand, you know, when things could be hurtful or when things, you know, might not seem a big deal to you, but to others. But one thing I do have to say about it, so I was listening to Chris Rock's latest Netflix show, and he had talked about how he was bullied, but he'd also mentioned how the strength that he gained from having to deal with and work his own stuff out has really provided a source of strength to him. So I think bullying is obviously never good. I'm not saying that bullying is something you should use as strength.
Yeah, no.
But at the same time, if you've been through it, it's good to talk it out. It's good to see how it's affected your life. And if you're going through it, or if you know someone who's going through it, I think we just need to allow them space to talk, allow them space to heal. And also, it takes so much to build a healthy self-esteem when it's been knocked. And we almost need to have an overflow, an overshowering of love and showing people who they are and the best in themselves, and giving them agency, and whether it's helping them find what they are good at or where they do shine, just so that with all these negative images and negative comments or experiences, that they have something to hold on to where they can say, you know, I'm good at that. I can do that. Somebody sees that I have value. And those are the things that helped me, the people who saw my value, who saw my talent, who gave me a space to talk. That's what helped me.
I love that. Chris, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The cheerleaders in our lives make such a difference, right? Big and small. And I think us being aware of that and being able to recognize and offer that can sometimes just be life-changing. So that is all important stuff. Yeah.
And Robert, we're in super tall company too. She can just wrap us up and give us big hugs. Chris.
yes. I'm leaning on 5'10" here, and Elizabeth is 5'1" or 5'2". We have never met Robert in person, even though we've worked together for a year, but because of travel restrictions, it just hasn't been possible. So
We've been
collaborating for a year, and we can't wait to meet. And I just know it's going to be great to finally be able to meet and hug Elizabeth. But she always teases me about my height, which
awesome.
She can tease away because I embrace and love it. I don't need any support there. I got this.
Robert, we have loved this conversation. I love your raw honesty and helping us all be our best with everything that you're doing. And I just thank you. So we thank you, Chris, and I thank you so much for being here with us on the Best Ever You show. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's right. No, we're so glad you're here. So once again, that website for you, Robert, it is thebracelife.com. Is that correct?
Yes, thebracelife.com. 30 days for free. Experience it. Get on the weight release, the workouts, the meditations and breathing exercises. Just get what you need.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Well, you'll see me signing up. Boom. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. And we got a question. Sorry, I'm going to ask your question. Robert, can you stick with us for just two seconds more before we end?
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
We have a question.
Absolutely.
That says, he's a celebrity. I love this. All right, it says, he's a celebrity trainer. Is he accessible to the rest of us? Oh, of course.
Absolutely. We're accessible in our studio in downtown Manhattan. And then through the app, what we really wanted to do is, you know, we have our high-end clients and our celebrities in the studio, but we wanted to take the experience and give it to everybody in a form that is accessible, affordable, and that you can get the whole experience. So, yes, you'll get everything pretty much that you get in the studio on the app.
And all wrapped up with kindness. All right. Thank you, everyone,
so
much for listening to the Best Ever You show. And thank you, Robert Brace and Chris Fuller, also co-host, for being here with us. Yeah. Have a great day, everybody. Take care, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for
listening to the Best Ever You show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.